Well, well, well.
It's just public enemy number one.
And it is.
And public enemy number dos.
I would say more like public enemy number 787. You're for sure number one.
That's probably true. All right, you guys, we are back with another episode of Pop Apologists. It was a long weekend that we very... It actually wasn't a long weekend. It was a normal weekend.
It felt like a long... Actually, it did not feel that long. It felt short. It was, you know, restful, I would say. Don't you feel rested?
I do feel rested. I feel like it has been a very intense 48 hours in terms of debriefing, in terms of figuring this all out, in terms of...
I mean, wouldn't you say it's been an intense 2 weeks?
It has. Let's get to the point for people. You guys, yes. So we had a full Where That Is Kate part 3 episode. It's in the hammer, okay? Ready for all of you. We were about to release it, and then we got word that she was going to give a live video, or at least a video was going to be released of her.
Yeah.
Someone said that she might have cancer in the DMs, or they said she does have cancer in the DMs, and that's what's coming. So Kensington Palace did drop a video from the Princess of Wales. Let's get initial thoughts when this video was released.
From me?
Well, I can start if you want.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so how I felt was relief, first and foremost, because I know a lot of people aren't going to believe this, but I really did fear for her life. And it was getting so weird. There's this comment I made on YouTube to one of the commenters, but they were just like, this is just getting so scary. And I said, I know. And we are so ready for our little viral moment to be over and to just know that she's okay. That was the mentality I was feeling in the final days of this.
I think we were getting so much crazy information. Mm-hmm. And I think every day that went by where we were just still in speculation land, mm-hmm. still in, you know, what could possibly be happening behind the scenes land. Mm-hmm. Like our thoughts went dark to, you know, why haven't they like squashed all these rumors?
Yeah, I just felt like every day that this kept going, the more and more likely that the worst thing we were imagining mm-hmm. was true. So when I first saw her talking in that video, I saw her beautiful face. I'm not going to lie. I felt relief wash over me. Mm-hmm. When she declared her diagnosis, you know, she didn't give details, but she did say that they found cancer. I felt horrible. I felt atrocious. And I was just filled with dread. I was unwell. I just felt like, okay, we have just said a lot of things in a very public way. We went viral during this time, and this is a woman who has cancer, and I felt horrible about it at first. How did you feel?
Oh, I mean, yeah, also like pit in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I think too, you know, she seems really sad in the video.
Yeah.
She looks great. She looks beautiful, but mm-hmm. she seems also really sad, and I think that, you know, obviously the diagnosis is awful and terrible, but I think this is clearly a woman in pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was clearly in pain. And I just thought, okay, you know, we need to take down the entire series of reels.
Yeah, it just like obviously the tone of everything just totally changed.
Yeah, and it's not appropriate to have these reels up that are exploring William's alleged affair, that are exploring all sorts of things. Let's just get it all down and let's get a statement out, because we do have this much larger audience right now. We do have a responsibility to say something.
Yeah.
So we got that out. And then I will say, I just kept letting this news percolate. And I kept feeling weirder and weirder about it. And a lot of people were like, really, you believe that video? Mm-hmm. Like, you believe that's really her? And then on Twitter, people were saying that the ring disappears at 1 minute and 19 seconds. And so then, is it like, is this AI? Is this really her? Here's what I'm going to say about that. I do believe it was her. I slowed down the video to, you know, 30 frames a second or something really, really long, so I could watch in slow motion. And I think what happened in that moment was her ring slips, and it's just like a weird reflection of light, but I feel like you can still faintly see it. I do believe this is her. I know that's going to disappoint a lot of people, but I'm just going to be honest. on this episode, and I'm going to say what I think, whether that disappoints people who are hoping for a very different response from us in all sorts of ways. But I'm just going to be very straightforward. I absolutely think that was her. However, I also think there's so much more going on right now that, guess what, did not get announced on that video.
Yeah, I think some of the things that we brought up, now looking back, feel sort of awful that we brought them up.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, they're not necessarily like negated by the video we saw on Friday.
I know. People are like, you were wrong. And we're like, wait, we just said an announcement was coming, that something was much worse than it seemed. And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Something was much worse than it seemed. They weren't telling us the truth. By the way, they said her condition was non-cancerous.
What I'll say, though, is that I do think at the time when they released that in January, that they did not know it was cancer.
I think that that's extremely convenient for them.
Mm.
But I'm sorry, this is the Princess of Wales. The biopsy can't take longer than a week. They knew months ago what was going on, and they shielded that from the public. And I'm sorry, she is a head of state. We deserve, or at least the people who pay for her life, they deserve to know the health status of their heads of state. They deserve to know that. And that information was kept from the public. Now, whether it was kept from the public because that was her preference, or they wanted to tell their kids when the kids got out of school, I don't know. But at the end of the day, the institution was lying to the people.
And there were still so many weird things.
It's not
the
like...
The weird things, in my opinion, still stand as weird.
Yes, it's not like the bruise on William's neck wasn't there. It's not like someone didn't die under mysterious circumstances. All of that is still true. I mean, I was like a little bit taking a minute before I talked to my source, because I was just thinking, did I just get let off a total cliff in front of what felt like the world? I know there were a ton of people covering this saying very similar stuff to us, including Stephen Colbert, including Andy Cohen. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like, you know, in my little world, I felt like I was at the forefront of it on some level. And so I just kept thinking, did my source just feed me a total line? And so I took a minute before I talked to my source.
Yeah.
But later that evening, I circled back and my source said, yeah, this is the mic drop moment. This is the moment where the crown prevails. This is very convenient for them. Now you look like a total asshole to keep talking about this. Anyone who talks about this now looks terrible. To continue down any conspiratorial or speculative road just makes you look like you are just
like you have no soul.
Like you have no soul, and you are ready to just drive over a woman with cancer on your road to notoriety. By the way, a lot of people in the comments are like, how dare you say all these things about a woman with cancer? Oh, I'm so sorry. Actually, they said it was non-cancerous. I thought she was dead. I thought I was helping her, honestly.
I truly, call it delusion, whatever. I thought Kate was like voiceless at this time.
Yes.
She was like, you know, for whatever reason, could not speak out for herself. Mm-hmm. That she was like being held captive, maybe mm-hmm. mentally, maybe whatever. You know, I don't know that she was necessarily shackled in like a basement, mm-hmm. but was held captive in some way. And that we were like, I don't know, giving voice to mm-hmm. like what was happening behind the scenes. I'm sorry if that sounds crazy or like I'm living in a Sherlock Holmes novel, but that's what I thought.
I mean, that this all went down in a different way with another global celebrity. And guess what? Everyone was correct with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
It's all happened. I was not even on the Britney Spears train because, again, I don't even like going down these conspiratorial roads. I truly don't relish them. And everyone was right about Britney, and she was so grateful for everyone giving her a voice. So personally, I really thought something was wrong with Kate. I still think it's weird, Chandler, that it took so long for that video to come out. I think it's weird.
To me, what is still incredibly weird is the Mother's Day photo and then the Photoshop error Instagram story. Those two things still don't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know whose mistake it was, who had to clean up for the mistake, whether it was Kate trying to clean up for whatever mistake or not.
Mm-hmm.
Those things still don't add up to me. But you know, it is what it is.
none of this would have happened without that Mother's Day photo.
Right.
None of it. If they had just held the line and said, I'm sorry, she is ill, she will be back after Easter. It was the fake photo, two fake photos, and then the farm shop video, whether Kensington Palace orchestrated that, whether it was created by, you know, a media outlet just for money, who we don't know, but I can guarantee you one thing, in my personal opinion, I 100% do not believe that was her walking in that video, especially after just seeing that video of her.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've explained all of this before, but I still think it doesn't really add up that they had to doctor a photo for a Mother's Day post. They just like didn't have,
they didn't
to,
have
do
to do a Mother's Day post.
You know, they could have posted a throwback, like I said before. So, you know, I guess here we are. It's Monday. We are, you know, we know what we know now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, I am relieved that we have more answers. Things are still obviously unanswered, but that we have more information now. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, you know, I'm ready to move on from this.
Well, I'm not ready to move on from it just yet because I do have a lot more to say.
Okay.
But I personally, I'm sorry. They did not have to release that fake photo. They did not have to follow it up with another fake photo. They did not have to then blame it on a woman with cancer. Period.
Right.
Okay. Why did they do that? Why did they throw her under the bus? I mean, honestly, think about this. Even if she did it, even if she photoshopped it, Chandler, which I don't think she did, why make her take the fall for it?
I mean, is it because they knew this news would come out no matter what and that people would just have so much sympathy for her that they would just, you know, not think twice?
It still humiliates her and looks like an idiot. It makes her look like an idiot.
I mean, it's actually kind of surprising that she didn't address the Photoshop thing on in the video. I don't know. I obviously she had bigger things to talk about, but yeah, that still doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. And I just think that this is a family that is expert at feeding the media lies about other members of the family to deflect when certain members of the family are up to no good, including Andrew, by the way. This family fed Meghan Markle, the first woman of color to join their ranks, to the wolves for months after months with made-up bullshit story, okay? Let the world completely turn against her. Okay, so many people will be against Meghan Markle listening to this. They will feel their blood pressure rising as I voice any defense of her.
Yeah.
But it's no accident that half the world or more hates Meghan. That's because there was a publicity campaign put on by KP and BP in conjunction to make everyone loathe her. And it worked so much that she literally had to escape the UK. And I just, yes, Meghan Markle, she might be guilty of being a little self-important, a little cloying, a little annoying. But you know what she's not guilty of, Chandler?
What?
Being accused of rape by someone who was 17 at the time. She's not guilty of, you know, hanging out on Pedophile Island. Do you know who that family protected? The guy who hung out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Of course.
So this family is capable of protecting the worst among us. I'm sorry. I'm over it. I'm not going to sit here and be completely kowtowed by this family.
Lauren, the wall behind you, it's quite barren. What's going on there?
You know what? I find getting things framed to be very stressful. And so I've just never done it. I don't basically have anything framed in my home. And it's sad for me.
It's very sad, which is why we are so lucky to be sponsored by Framebridge right now.
Yes, I am so excited to correct this wrong in my life. What's so great about Framebridge is for other people also intimidated by a gallery wall, if you go on their website, you can just very quickly, easily upload like 5 photos or whatever it is, and they will send you different dimensioned, cute frames, beautiful, sleek, modern, so you can just hang your gallery wall and it's good to go.
They make it very easy on a layperson like yourself. Everyone, see why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Lauren, as we made our descent into New York, you know, from our beloved Guana Island trip, I got excited thinking about coming home to like my more simple routine food, like my Clean Simple Eats protein powder.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a good staple because the protein powder, if you blend it with ice and water, you got a vanilla frosty, essentially, if you like the Simply Vanilla. If you get chocolate brownie powder, you've got a chocolate frosty. You could do the mint chocolate chip, you got a thin mint frosty, or you just dissolve it in milk or water, and that also, strangely, tastes really good, like chocolate milk. It's a super fast, easy, quick snack. Also, I just love that the ingredients are clean, they're grass-fed. It's 20 grams of protein for 110 calories. It is just the best protein powder out there.
Everyone, go to cleansimpleeats.com and use the promo code POPAPOLOGISTS for 10% off. That's POPAPOLOGISTS for 10% off.
cleansimpleeats.com, POPAPOLOGISTS for 10% off.
I think as well, I don't have reverence for the crown in the way that some people are kind of demanding us to have reverence. Maybe this is just like, you know, the American in me who, you know, my ancestors left in 1776 or whatever. But these people are capable of terrible things. Prince Andrew, case in point.
Yes.
And they're capable of hiding terrible, terrible things. And so I don't feel like, you know, to speak ill of them is so irreverent or such a sacrilegious thing to do. I'm sorry, this isn't like the 1400s.
No, that's peasant mentality. Yeah. Anyone who's like, you cannot talk ill of the monarchy, of the crown, how dare you? It's like, okay, sheeple, I'm sorry, but we are just not the same, okay? You're barking up the wrong tree. And go to a fan account of Kate Middleton.
I'll just say, I don't want to speak ill of Kate Middleton. Like, I think potentially where there could be a misunderstanding is that we like somehow want to make a mockery of Kate Middleton. We do not. We think she's like the perfect royal. If anything, there are some fools, you know, around her, William. And like, those are people I feel comfortable poking at, not Kate. And obviously not Kate now with cancer, obviously.
I think Kate Middleton is a wonderful person. Absolutely. I think we talked about this last night at family dinner. She has such a, I don't know, like a bearing of strength and class to her.
Yes.
I admire her in so many ways.
Which is why I felt like I was giving like her a voice. Why I felt like I like, this is so crazy, but maybe there was a part of me that thought like maybe Kate, when she like goes to the bathroom and scrolls through Instagram, like she'll see our reel talking about what a pig William is and she'll be like, finally, someone's talking about it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I know that's crazy.
You know, there was a moment during all of this when I thought Kensington Palace was going to kill me. Like that's how in my head, that's where I was. So
we just weren't. Anyway.
Anyone constructing a narrative that I was just making stuff up about a woman who had cancer is spewing hate fiction. And I just honestly, like, I don't care. I don't care. I know where I was coming from.
And we were getting people messaging us saying that we were like on the right track, that we were, that this was known information among, you know, elite circles in London.
You literally had first of all, we had a blue check mark, a very big deal blue check mark in our inbox telling us this was absolutely all correct. Right. Okay. Someone who hangs out in these circles.
Someone who has absolutely been at parties with these people.
Yes. Then you, Chandler, had a good friend who had this all corroborated. Okay.
Someone through a completely different pipeline. Someone my age.
Yes.
Who was familiar through like their professional life.
And I'm sorry, but we're not liars. And all of this would hold up if, you know, people reviewed the things we were sent. And I stand behind it. And I just feel like also at the end of the day, if everything we said was incorrect, I'm sorry, it would just be absurd to her and hilarious. I don't think she watched any of our reels, but like when you got, I think we should read the hate email we got.
Oh, the from TASS or whatever?
Yeah, let's get it. Okay. So you guys, this has been so crazy. We have had people not only sending us hate emails, but DMing our friends DMs filled with vitriol about our husbands or my husband, your partner.
Yeah, soon to be husband. We'll see.
So this
after
is
this email.
This is an email we got during this debacle. When we got it, we could not stop laughing. We sent it to our sister, who is featured in this email. And anyway.
Yeah, she gets a shout out.
Okay.
Okay. Let me say that this email, I think, was written by a bot. So there's a lot of mistakes in like the syntax and everything. So bear with me as I read it. The subject line says, keep the good work. And it's by a man named Tass Kelvin. It starts off. Hi, pathetic losers. Seems you want to die on this hill and we'll help you. Sort your pathetic marriage. You are a pathetic disgrace of a person. You have a man that is cheating on you, that is also on a gay app. Have a love child outside. Insult you. Your family is demonic and pathetic. You have mental health problems. He hates you so much, and you are here worrying about something that is not your business as an American. They don't have sense. We are opening a TikTok account where we expose the secrets that Kagan has a love child, chests on you with gay men, mocks you and hates you, while Ben has never loved Chan, tells you he's at work and his with Courtney where he finds peace. Which is the funniest part. We have receipt of everything. So if you want to be a hypocrite, we will help you.
I mean, when we got this, we could not stop laughing. We've read it like 100 times yeah. now. So unfortunately, we don't have the same organic laughter it's as true. We did it's at true. First. But no, it's we could not stop laughing. It was so ridiculous. So
I mean, should I read the one that was sent to my friend?
Oh, yeah. Read the one that was sent to your friend. It's just, it's so absurd. And this was all sent before, obviously, the announcement.
Yeah, this was all like last week. What was crazy to me is I just think the royals push a certain button with like, with the press, or I don't even know where these bots are coming from or who's like paying them or, you know, engineering them, but it just like pushes a button with people where like they literally feel like we're like talking bad about like Jesus Christ or something.
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm okay. just, I have too much of red, white, and blue running through my veins to make it math.
That's true. Okay, this is a message that was sent to my friend. Maybe you need to advise your friends, Lauren and Chan, that owns a fake podcast to look inwards and solve their marriages be because Lauren and Chan are mocking someone and making up lies, whereas both their husband, Kagan and Ben, are cheating on them. Lauren's husband always mocks her. He meets gay men and has a child she does not know.
I mean, he's really busy. He's meeting gay men. And
I mean, he's sure giving us a lot of orders about our podcast if he's like too busy like fucking around. But
oh, yeah, seriously. Oh, my gosh. Well, it was so crazy because Kagan, my husband, first of all, he is very familiar with AI. And he looked at the video and he was like, this is not AI. The ring is not what would be a problem. It was AI. He said what would be a problem would be around her face. That's where you could tell. And people sent the Meghan Markle video. Did you see where it's like, look at how easy it is to look like Meghan Markle?
I haven't seen that one.
Okay. Chandler has been taking a break from social media, which is good for mental health. I've been staying
far away from my phone, everybody.
I'm not. And anyway, that video, it looks nothing like Meghan Markle to me. It looks like a brunette. Is it like
a deepfake or something?
It's supposed to be a deepfake of Meghan Markle, but it just looks like an Instagram model with, you know, brown hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got one that said that Kagan was having women abort babies and also that he was on gay apps.
They're running with this. They were like, Ben never loved Chandler. He's also cheating on her. But Kagan's got a love child. He's on gay apps, which is just like, I mean, is he having a love child with other gay men? Which is kind of sweet. That's kind of sweet that he's like, you know.
It's very progressive.
It's very progressive.
Yeah, but he's...
Go Kagan.
And my whole point is like, if she saw this and it was fake and it was all untrue, you guys, this would be entertainment. Now, if it's not untrue... It's not untrue. Okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're shedding light on something that's true. Now, is it the time to be shedding light now that she has said, I have cancer, back off?
Absolutely not.
It's not. So I just feel like, listen, we are not going to continue down a speculative road.
Right.
We will be continuing to follow this story. We do think more is to come. We don't think this is it. I think that this story will continue to unfold. We will be here to report on it. I think that we're just in a situation where we need to now simmer down. Obviously, we took down the reels.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep you guys all up to date with our thoughts while things develop, if news comes out, but there's not going to be a part 39. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to be continuing to speculate on all the rumors.
I think we believe her. We would like to give her the peace. She doesn't care about us. She doesn't know we exist, obviously. But I think that it's not a story that feels good to speculate about anymore.
No, exactly. I mean, Kensington Palace's strategy worked, right? Like, to continuing to harp on about this makes you feel like a terrible person. Final thing before we move on, Chandler, do you think it's weird that he was not with her in the video?
Yes, I do.
I think it's very weird. I mean,
I think her mentioning him was very pointed.
Mm-hmm. I think she had to mention him.
I think it is weird that he wasn't with her.
I just think about if he had been in that video and they had been holding hands and both looking at the camera, it just would have been such a more united front.
If we are to believe that the farm shop video is real and they are like happy going to the shops together, you know, having a good time, it does make no sense that he would not be by her side in that moment.
No, no, yeah. it absolutely makes no sense. So obviously more is going on here, and there's a lot more to talk about, but we're going to be judicious and we are going to be respectful of her wishes. She's asking for privacy. We're going to give her that privacy. We're only going to comment now on actual news about her. We're not going to continue speculating.
Yeah. I think there's a very real part of me that's like, there are like children here mm-hmm. who, you know, will have access to smartphones if they don't already have them one day. And yeah, it no longer feels right mm-hmm. to join the internet conversation about this anymore.
I think though, honestly, beyond Kate Middleton, anything going on with her marriage, whatever, there's such a bigger conversation here to be had. Because as people that are governed by governments and institutions, we have to rely on the top to tell us the truth. And the erosion of public trust in institutions, it cripples our ability to work together. Because when we stop all believing the same thing and following the same rules together, civilization unravels.
I don't really know what this phrase means, but like the fabric of society, like it's ripped. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tears.
That's why people were so up in arms during COVID when we were getting all these mixed messages. At first, they told us masks don't work. No one needs to wear them. Then they tell us masks do work. Everyone needs to wear them. Well, immediately that switch mm-hmm. made a lot of people distrust what they were going to say after that. And that caused a lot of people to stop working together.
Yeah. I think, you know, when it was like, isolate for this many days, no, this many, what felt like crucial information and correct information was changing all the time.
Yeah. And it would be so much better to say, we actually don't know right this second,
yeah.
but we need as many masks as possible for people on the front lines. So instead of just saying they don't work, just tell us that. And, you know, I think that when the people at the top think they're smarter and that people don't need the information and they can control the public and manipulate the public through lies, distrust is fostered. And then that's what creates a situation where Chandler, literally there are people listening to this and a lot of people who now believe Kate Middleton is gone. They think she's gone. They think that video is a deep fake. They think people at the top, you know, these are ISIL adjacent people.
Yeah.
And that's a really terrifying situation. And all of that is because we are lied to.
Yeah. And I think we just don't live in a world anymore where institutions can get away with lying to us about anything.
About like, anything.
Information moves too quickly. Period, full stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that, you know, we're an entertainment podcast. We have clips just for fun. And when something is pulled from one of our clips and then it's splashed across the front page of 50 news outlets as fact, and we are the source.
Reported as fact.
A source says, I'm sorry. I think that
nobody reached out to us. Nobody like... We didn't get one single news outlet saying, hey, you have talked about this. Like,
where did it come from?
Right.
So then we also have a situation where not only can we not trust institutions, but then people feel like they can't trust anything in the media. And then all of a sudden, we're in a position where, yes, let's say another pandemic happens and it is much worse and we need people to take a vaccination. Well, guess what? A lot of people never will.
Yeah.
And it all stems from lies told to the public.
You know, I thought this Monday was going to be easy. I thought it was going to, you know, we were going to ease into the week. We've had quite the weekend. But, you know, Lauren, you're giving the people the, you know, hard-hitting information
that we need. No, it's just, in my opinion, people are sick of being lied to. And I guess that I'm not going to get on this podcast and because we have some angry people in the comments mm-hmm. lie and tell them what I think they want to hear. I'm going to tell the truth, even if it makes people dislike me. I'm built to be disliked. I couldn't care less.
This podcast is our platform at the end of the day. And I think that a lot of people had their, you know, spidey senses up about what was happening. And so things did not add up for them. And so we were all just kind of fumbling around, trying to understand, going off of the information that we were receiving from people we trusted, mm-hmm. that we still trust.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone was trying to figure this out together. And obviously, it led to a lot of speculation that was then taken as fact by news outlets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we never claim to be
the BBC.
Like, the BBC,
exactly.
Like, yeah, that's it.
On Pop Apologist, we do not have the same journalistic standards as, I don't know what outlet is really, really good these days. Who can even say?
Right. Well, and I think to what you were saying earlier, like, we're going to continue being a pop culture podcast.
Like, yes.
you know,
entirely.
We're not journalists. We're pop culture girlies who, you know, want to talk about what is interesting to us. Mm-hmm. We have souls. We're not going to continue to speculate about Kate Middleton, but we're just going to continue talking about what people are talking about.
Exactly.
Period. And that's okay.
Before we get off the real series, because I do think I want to move off of this. I'm sure you do too. I think we need to address one thing that we didn't really realize, or at least I didn't realize, and I shared with you last night.
Oh, yes. Yes. We were moving fast, people. We were moving fast.
So we were
feeling a lot of things on Friday.
Yeah. So we released a statement on Instagram. I'm on my way home, or no, I was actually on the way out. I went out that night, and I realized that we hadn't put the statement out on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I'd had Chrissy delete the TikToks. Chrissy's our amazing team member. She handles so much for us. And anyway, I had her delete the series from TikTok, but I forgot about the statement. So I'm rushing. I post the statement to TikTok later that night. Okay. So then, you know, a day goes by and I'm like, oh, I should see what people are saying on TikTok. And somehow the statement went up and I had inadvertently added music to it. Okay.
You're going to die.
So this is so insane. So apparently when I posted this, it suggested music that my thumb accidentally hit. I swear on my life, I had no idea I did this. So with this statement came this music.
Lauren, I think the song is kind of perfect with it. Like, you couldn't have chosen better. It's like, it's, you know.
The song is Overcome by Scott, S-K-O-T-T. Okay, there's some beautiful singing.
Did anyone comment on the song?
I mean,
let's just say the production value of this series has really never faltered.
Never. I think someone was like, beautiful music. We were dying last night when I shared that with you. Everyone was cracking up. Anyway, but it's no laughing matter.
It's no laughing matter.
We're moving on.
The intense dramatic song is kind of funny, but it is no laughing matter.
It is no laughing matter. You know what I also am very curious about? Why they're throwing Megan under the bus right now.
I know. I saw that. That she couldn't tell them because she couldn't trust them.
Yeah, I just think it's very interesting that, you know, Meghan and Harry immediately release a statement of condolences, mm-hmm. and Kensington Palace has to immediately fire back that they didn't know when they found out on TV, and that they didn't know because they couldn't be trusted.
Yes.
It's like, even in this moment, Meghan needs to be shit on, essentially.
Yeah. I think that's such a bad look. Just like, let's just all like hold hands together for at least like a couple of days before we, you know, make other family members look bad.
Isn't this a time to realize what actually matters in life?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that directive came from Kate, but I still just feel like not a great look for anyone involved.
Which then brings me back to Megan releasing her brand during all this.
Okay. I want to talk about that. Let's talk about that next on Wednesday's episode.
Okay.
I want to have a little bit more fully formed thoughts on that. So we're going to talk about American Riviera Orchard on Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone stay tuned. Can I talk to you about a product that you love, that Courtney loves, and that I love?
Please.
Early Bird CBD gummies are so phenomenal, everyone. They are the perfect 2.5 milligrams of THC and 12.5 milligrams of CBD. So this concoction, it gives you the warmest, gooeyest feeling.
They have the magic formula. I love the watermelon flavor. That's my favorite. I also love using them when I know I need to get a good night's sleep and I can sleep in.
You guys, we love Early Bird CBD so much. We reached out to them to see if they'd be interested in sponsoring the show because we were like, these products, these gummies, everyone needs to know about them. We're going to tell them about them anyway. So maybe we can get paid to do it. And honestly, we just cannot recommend them enough. We have a link in our show notes. You can go to earlybirdcbd.com. Use code popapologist20 for 20% off. earlybirdcbd.com, popapologist20 for 20% off. Do yourself a favor. Try the gummies.
They ship to all 50 states, everybody.
You got to try it. earlybirdcbd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One other story I need to talk with you about, Jan, is very related to this. Okay.
Okay.
Because this is the Boeing whistleblower.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
I do. It's chilling.
It's chilling. And again, this is where we need to be told the truth and we need to be able to trust institutions to not have conflicts of interest when it comes to public health and safety.
I think it's worth noting, Lauren, I don't know if you remember this, but we have like a step aunt, kind of. We have a step aunt. And I'll leave it at that, who I believe at one point worked for Boeing. Do you remember this at all?
Yes, yes.
And I just remember like the sense of reverence that came with like her job,
mm-hmm.
because it was like very top secret what she was working on. And it was like, you know, a very good job, a very intense job. And I just remember her talking about the job and all of us just being like, wow, it's like such important work. Like, anyway, a lot of trust in Boeing growing up.
Yeah. You know? And I think that you would hope you could have that kind of trust yeah. in it because
look, I want the people who are making my airplanes to tell the truth.
Yeah. And I also want Chandler them to be first and foremost interested in public safety and not in the bottom line for shareholders. Yeah. And when information is kept from the public, okay, I mean, it's just so scary, you guys. So there have been a bunch of incidents. I'm just going to get into it. There have been a bunch of incidents of Boeing planes, specifically, I believe the MAX 9, having problems. This was the plane
this
that
was a bit, yeah. The one that like is no longer flying.
No, the one, it is flying still.
The basically, the computer system tells it it's going down or it's going up and then it goes down or whatever.
It was the one that was grounded initially and then it was approved to go back.
Yes.
Okay. Got so it. There okay, have been yes. all these issues with Boeing planes. And so I'm going to read a few. Okay. Oh, by the way,
so you said we were going to get into something lighter.
So let's just preempt this with another truth teller, another based bee, okay? A whistleblower for Boeing. He mm-hmm. used to work for Boeing. He's retired now, or he was retired, but he worked for Boeing. He was in a lawsuit against Boeing, okay?
Yeah.
Blowing the whistle on how basically he said that him and other members on his team were pressured to cut corners,
yes, yeah.
use faulty materials.
I definitely listened to a 15-minute Wall Street Journal podcast about this. Yes. So I've got cursory level
okay.
knowledge.
Fantastic. He was encouraged to do that to get planes back into circulation quicker in order to increase the bottom line and deliver value to shareholders. Mm-hmm. That was the intent. And he was blowing the whistle on this, okay? And he just so happened, like Thomas Kingston, to die from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And this is real. This is real, everyone. Let me just read some of the things that have gone wrong recently with Boeing planes. This is absolutely chilling, by the way. I will not be flying United, which uses a ton of these planes. I will not be flying Alaska until this is figured out. But on January 5th, a Boeing 737 had a panel rip off midair. So it was basically like an entire door.
I remember this.
Okay. And because they weren't at cruising altitude and because no one was seated there and everyone had seatbelts on, they were fine. Everything was fine. It's basically a miracle that they were fine.
Wasn't the shirt ripped off the guy who was...
I don't know.
Something like that. Phones flew, everything flew, but I'm pretty sure his like shirt was ripped off of him.
It's an absolute miracle no one died.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened, okay? Then on January 13th, about a week and one day later, a Boeing 737 cockpit window cracked during flight. Okay, you think you want the pilot's windows to start cracking?
No, sir.
No. A Boeing 747 on January 19th, 5 days later, a cargo plane, it caught fire and burned, okay? The next day, a Boeing plane in Atlanta lost a wheel during takeoff.
I heard a lot of this was all happening at the Houston airport. It was like all these United flights going out of Houston were having all this crazy stuff happen.
There's 15 incidents that I can see here. On February 6th, a Boeing 737 MAX 8 experienced stuck rudder pedals during landing, which is also very bad. I listened to this podcast and what they said is that just wait. Basically, the next emergency that they have, they're just going to pin it on a pilot. Do you want to be?
Oh, I'm frowning because it's like horrific.
Yeah, it's horrific. They're going to just pin it on a pilot, blame a pilot. They're going to hang some poor pilot out to dry. How about if you're a pilot right now? You work for United. You fly these planes mm-hmm. every day and you just have to go to work to feed your family. Okay. You can't just I'm not going to fly United right now. I'm not going to fly on a Boeing. You have to go into work. Okay. How terrified would you be if you're flying these planes? It's horrific. And so anyway, this whistleblower, he was in active court proceedings and testifying, and it was at the height of giving his testimony, and he was literally suicided. Mm-hmm. So whether he committed suicide or he was killed, we don't know. Again, this is not, you know, the BBC. We don't know for sure, but I did read something.
Suspicious.
It's very extremely suspicious.
It's extremely convenient for Boeing that he, you know, is no longer with us.
Yes. Extremely, extremely. Okay, so this is according to a site called futurism.com, but it said, earlier this month, former Boeing worker John Barnett was found dead by officials in Charleston, South Carolina, the result of what officials said was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. His body was recovered in a car parked in a hotel lot amid his testimony against his former employer. Barnett's mysterious death couldn't have happened at a worse time for his former employer, with Boeing continuously making headlines for its repeated malfunctioning planes. So, okay, this is going to be chilling. According to ABCNews4.com, I mean, I guess what has any credibility these days, but take it for what it's worth. This is a quote from him. If anything happens, it's not suicide.
Oh my gosh.
Boeing whistleblower's prediction before his death. I know he did not commit suicide, said Jennifer, a friend of Barnett's. There's no way. I know John because his mom and my mom are best friends. Over the years, get-togethers, birthday celebrations, whatnot, we've all got together and talked. He wasn't concerned about safety because I asked him, Jennifer said. I said, aren't you scared? And he said, no, I ain't scared. But if anything happens to me, it's not suicide.
Oh my gosh.
It's chilling. And when people try to tell the truth, even against large institutions, it's a brave thing. I'm not trying to put myself in the bucket of the Boeing whistleblower, but you know what? He was blowing the whistle on an entity that human lives are in the hands of every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrifying. It's very weird. And I hope this is being investigated.
I hope so too. But I think that they said it's no suspicious circumstances around his death.
Yeah, just like really neat how that all
worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so final thing, let's end on a little bit of lighter fare.
Woof.
The usual tone of our episodes are happy and light and fun.
They are. Some weeks are going to be light and some weeks are going to be very heavy.
Very heavy.
And this is, you know, this episode is very heavy. I think we have a lighter topic though to get to. Something. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about these people who are not in mortal danger as far as I'm aware.
Exactly. So we're going to be getting to Vanderpump Rules, The Valley. We're going to be chatting Meghan Markle's new brand, Lighter Fare on Wednesday. We're also going to get into some beef that is going on with a independent journalist and writer, Chandler, on Instagram, and esteemed, you know, critical thinker of our time, of our day.
Yeah.
We'll get into that on our subscriber episode and on Patreon. But to finish out, we do have some big news, okay?
Between you and I?
No.
Oh.
Ariana has moved out of the house.
Yes.
That she shared with Tom Sandoval.
I'm so happy.
I feel like she was in there for way too long.
Way too long. So does this mean that she won or does this mean that he won?
So I don't think anything settled there.
Got it.
So that remains to be seen. I do think that she's staying in that house. She was staying in that house to be vindictive, in my opinion, in a certain way. She kind of wanted to make his life miserable. She didn't want to let him basically just keep on living.
I think she wanted his life to be seriously disrupted by, you know.
Correct.
For his sins.
And I am so with Ariana on this. I have a vindictive side to me. I think any girl who's enjoyed the song of Carrie Underwood before he cheats also has...
It's the most valid vindictiveness I've ever seen.
No, absolutely. But I also think at some point you have to prioritize your own healing above the urge to get spite, to do things out of spite. True.
Very, very evolved of you, Lauren.
Yes. So I'm happy for her. I think that this is totally the way forward. And anyway, I think it'll be interesting to see what's going on VPR because guess what? I'm not caught up at all.
I got caught up this weekend.
It's pretty good,
so
I've heard.
So many thoughts. Good is one way to put it. I just think... These people, continuing to watch these people on my TV screen feels like my brain cells are melting, but I cannot stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I even caught the first episode of The Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I unfortunately, it's like too bad to look away.
Well, you know what? It's certainly a better train wreck than the one we've been on.
Correct.
So I'm ready to get back to Lala and Jax and excited to see everything that unfolds there. And
yeah.
And there we have it.
There we have
it. The episode. Final note.
Yeah.
Kensington Palace PR are the losers here and the people who failed.
Yeah. And also, can we just say, new people who are here listening to our podcast, because you found us through this, people who have been very supportive of us in the comments, mm-hmm. we just feel really grateful. Obviously,
we see the comments that you're writing. Yeah. We see it.
We see them. They're very bolstering.
It really just meant a lot to us.
The world. And I think new people who have found us, who honestly understood our intentions with the whole series and who are here to stay, like, we're so happy to have you. We're so excited.
We're so excited. We'll be back on Wednesday. And then I think we're going to try to release two subscriber episodes this week, because we missed one last week with everything going on. So stay tuned for that. We love everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, give us a 5-star review, hit us up on Instagram at Pop Apologists, and we will see you next week, live every Wednesday.